From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea's leader says the North Koreans must stop their missile testing if they want to talk. Marking his first 100 days in office, South Korean President Moon Jae-in vowed to prevent war with North Korea at all costs. He said dialogue is possible if Pyongyang halts its nuclear and missile testing. Concern about the North's rapid progress in developing nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles has heightened global tensions. This is Vice President Mike Pence.
We welcome the statements of the Kim regime this week with regard to Guam. But our objective is clear. It is a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. And we want the regime in Pyongyang to permanently abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and ambitions. And we'll continue to bring pressure to bear till we achieve that goal.
The North Korean leader indicated this week a pause in testing to see what the next moves are by the United States. But U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called again on the North to halt its destabilizing activities.
A good point would be a good show of faith, a good show of goodwill would be to stop nuclear testing, to stop ballistic missile testing, to stop destabilizing activities in the region. That would be a good starting point.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged a dialing down of rhetoric and dialing up of diplomacy. He offered his offices for such an effort. A U.N. inquiry concluded that two U.N. investigators were likely murdered by Congolese, likely militia members, in Central Democratic Republic of Congo. It did not rule out the possibility others may have been involved. American Michael Sharp and Swede Zaida Catalan were killed on March the 12th. This is VOA News.